Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here. Ruth's a good friend of ours, longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication, how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace and in your life. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything, and She knows how to do it. Ruth Sherman, welcome back.
Really happy to be with you today.
Good to have you back, Ruth, as always. So what you have on your mind today is something, is a topic that I've talked about in the past. You and I may have talked about it years ago, but it's never been more important than today, and that is the ability to become a discerning consumer of information, whatever,
exactly.
Wherever it may be coming from. We've got to process all of it differently than we did 20, 30 years ago when you could read a paper and almost take it to the bank.
Yeah. You know, there's so much information coming at us, Jim, from so many different sources, and it's impossible for most people to discern which sources are reliable and which are not. So we become the sole responsible parties in doing our homework and our research that's mm-hmm. necessary. And that is true whether you're buying a car or you're buying a sweater or you're going out to vote. And, you know, when I was thinking about this topic, it didn't even occur to me that there was an election just yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's very timely for us to talk about it today.
Yeah,
so,
there were several states, New Jersey and Virginia had gubernatorial elections, maybe a House or so. There were four or five House seats across the country. These are off-cycle elections, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, so as I've been thinking about it, and I've been thinking about this throughout my career, as have you, with all of the information coming at us, how do you discern between the stuff that is just hype and promotion, and how do you know when it crosses over into propaganda,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you
or
know?
Outright lies.
Mean-spirited
lies, because propaganda is you could almost call propaganda fair warning. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Because companies, advertisers.
Yeah.
Have been manipulating people for 150 years.
They have.
And you could call that corporate marketing propaganda if you wanted to.
I
was just going to say, but then there's another level where somebody actually isn't, there's no commercial purpose, and it's just mean.
Right. Okay, so let's look at it as that is a brighter line, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a brighter line. But how do you know? Because even those people who have crossed over into the lying or the meanness of spirit, they are still, for many people, and it depends on who you are, and we are all susceptible to it. This is not just a single group of people.
No.
We're all susceptible to it because it tugs at our heartstrings in a very profound way. These folks know what they're doing when they're saying these things. And yet, so how do we become self-aware enough and pay enough attention to our own biases so that we can differentiate?
That's
between,
the thing.
Right?
Yeah.
How do we do
our biases? That has a lot to do with it. One of the things, and I want people to not just think that this is we're talking about politics here.
Right, exactly.
Because
I'm not even talking. I wasn't thinking about
that's
that.
Right. This could be, I mean, I've got a person in my world, a young lady who's being bullied online on social media.
No.
That's an example of where the other kids should be shutting those bullies down.
They
shouldn't
be
passing that around. They should be stopping that, right?
Sure.
I mean, if they were going to be better discerners, more discerning of information, they would know that this young lady is not like that.
Correct. And
and say, and they stop it, the bullies would go away.
They would. And, you know, bullies feed on that kind of attention and the fact that nobody is stepping up to tell them.
Right.
To stop or to there's nobody standing up to them. They feed on that.
So it is part of being,
because they're really just cowards, right?
All right, let me flip that around real quick. Is part of being a more discerning a consumer of information, does it also include having some courage?
I think it does.
And we're not just talking about against bullies either here.
No, we're not. And you know, as I said earlier, we're all susceptible to this type of information, believing it even when it's not true, all of us, because these folks who deliver this stuff are very skilled at, you know, getting into our heads.
And it's
right?
gotten more layered, more stratified, more complicated.
It is much more complicated, but that means our responsibilities
are sophisticated,
but it also means that we have a greater responsibility, not only to ourselves, but to the people around us. If you have children, for example, if you've got grandchildren, if you've, you know, whomever your loved ones are, it makes sense to make sure that they understand how to consume information and how to discern between what's fact and what's fiction.
One of the things that I'm working on right now, this is a book that I've got, my next book, Ruth, I want to ask your thoughts on this, is the ethics of all this.
Yeah.
See, we never had to think about ethics when we read the newspaper or watched television 20, 30, 40 years ago. We felt like we could sort of trust that. But because information is so tied to digital leverage today, you know what I mean? It's so ubiquitous. It's all over the place. Anybody can become a writer or an editor or a publisher, right?
Correct.
It's all being leveraged by digital capability. Don't we have to now think a little bit more ethically when we consume information? Does that make sense?
Well, we do have to be much more aware of our ethics and our values. We absolutely do. So, you know, one of the things that I have tried to teach my children, and also as I go out and I speak on things that are similar to this, is I tell people if it is too good to be true, the old adage, right? If it feels or sounds too good to be true, it most likely is not true. And that may require you to look a little further, to do some homework on that.
Trace it back to a source that so far you've been able to find is unimpeachable.
Absolutely.
Some source that you feel is an honest broker, is an intellectually honest source.
That is correct.
I need your website, Ruth.
Yeah, it's RuthSherman.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. 20 after, right back with Ruth Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.